All right, Gordo's Corner today. This is going to be kind of a serious behind-the-scenes discussion of something that's occurred up here in our Ticket family. It's been making a lot of news after angry drunk tweeting, I guess, on his private Twitter account. Norm's producer, Mike Bassick, was indefinitely suspended without pay from the Ticket. And the Ticket issued a press release about this, and then a day later, after the big wigs way up the food chain looked at all the evidence and then they analyzed the situation, they announced late yesterday afternoon that Mike's employment was terminated. And we've been getting a lot of email on it. And I think a few points need to be made to the P1s who've emailed us and expressed their feelings on this. First of all, we all like Mike. Mm-hmm. Mike Bassick,
he's a great guy.
Is a really great guy. We hate that this happened. It's unfortunate for him, unfortunate for his family, for the Ticket, and for anyone who took offense to it, obviously. It's unfortunate all the way around. But I want to emphasize to everyone who has emailed in anger to us on the air, this decision wasn't made by me or anyone else on air at the Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are emailing getting pissed at us. And if you're emailing your anger to us, you're just punching your wife because you're mad at your friend. It doesn't make any sense. We didn't make the decision. In fact, no one in Dallas made this decision. This decision was made at the corporate level. And that's their call. It's their company. They make these calls, not us. No one here fired Mike Bassick, made that decision after getting all the evidence. That was made very high up. And it seems like these situations, when something like this happens, it always opens up a can of GH for people's pet annoyances.
GH?
Gotcha horniness. People get very horny to play gotcha. Everybody wants to play gotcha on someone that they previously hated or you know, wanted to see be brought down anyway. We've already gotten some, hey, I thought Bassick sucked, glad it happened. And that just leaves you feeling so weird and empty. You know, Mike just had a kid. This is mm-hmm. his job. He was passionate about this job.
Boy,
he wanted
to
excel in sports radio.
There was nobody more excited to come into work each day up here than Bassick.
Then there's other people who are like, hey, I want to drag the other Ticket guys into this gotcha. They say offensive things, too. And so they're just trying to drag anyone down.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to destroy stuff. You know, let's destroy everything. Let's blow that up, too. There's people, hey, I want to do a little gotcha on Ticket management. Ticket management's hypocrites. Or, hey, radio's out of control. It's time we step in and rein everything in.
Yeah, there you go.
This was not on our airwaves.
Wasn't on our airwaves.
Right.
But a lot of people just act like this is just an opportunity to jump up and down with a spear and holler about something or another. We just want to get crazy. Look, if you love the Ticket and you've gotten some laughs from our free-of-charge platinum broadcasting, does it do you any good to issue the line of, well, if you fire Bassick, you need to fire everyone? What are you talking about? What a horrible tactic to preserve something that you enjoy. But I've seen that in email. And it's people, I guess, just upset because Bassick lost his job. And yes, it's upsetting. I understand that. Some people say, like you just mentioned, Craig, this was Mike's private Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was his private Twitter account. But people all over the country get fired for stuff they put on their Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not, when you do this job in particular, your private life, especially when you do things that are illegal or patently offensive to the majority of people in the community, you can get in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
Companies can hold you accountable for that.
It's how you are representing the company.
Right. And like I said, it could be, certainly everyone agrees with that when it deals with legality. You know, someone gets into a drunken driving accident, a lot of times they can get fired for that. But when you get into what Mike did wasn't illegal, but it's offensive to enough people that a company can make the decision to terminate you. That is their, it's within their power to do that. And a lot of people say Mike's fatal mistake was attempting typical Ticket shtick in the wrong venue. The problem was, is it wasn't clear that it was shtick, and that was never Mike's defense. Mike said that he got, that emotions got the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was wrapped up in the game, and he fired off a tweet out of anger. Not hey, I was kidding around right. and doing ticket shtick and all that sort of thing. So a lot of people say, have the argument of, okay, well, you guys on the air, you guys say much worse on the air. What about all these ticket drops? You know, you got some offensive ticket drops. I disagree that we say much worse on the air, and this is going to be a tricky thing to talk about because it requires the dreaded word nuance, mm-hmm. which everyone hates that. But a seasoned ticket listener would know that certain drops on the ticket are taken out of context, and that's what's funny about them. The humor is in the out-of-context tension that it creates for the on-air host that said something, and it gets chopped up, taken out of context, and then played. And that's what's funny. What's funny is not the offensive thing that's said in it. What's funny is that someone is being made to look like they really said that offensive thing.
Right. Yeah, the drop is not an example of that host having a moment where he was angry at that
right
person or that population or whatever. It's taken out of context.
Right. And what's weird is now I thought that everyone was on board as to why that's funny, because that's why it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like certain P1s even misunderstand of why that's funny. You know, it's funny that George says something really offensive when that's not what he was talking about. He was talking about something else, and we've taken out of context. It's like if I said... Man, I hope the Russians don't say America's a horrible country and Russia should bomb all Americans. And then how do you cut it up? You cut off the first part where I say, I hope the Russians don't say,
mm-hmm.
and then
that's
you play
that. That's why I say Mark.
Right, that's why we say Mark.
Right. And so there you
Which
have
I
a drop,
mark that,
you have
by
a
the
drop
way.
Of Thank Gordon you. Saying America's a horrible country, and that gets played
I will
over
mark
and over.
That, though.
But that's not what you meant.
Right. And we all get so annoyed when we talk about context. You know, anytime someone gets in trouble, they start saying, well, my words were taken out of context. But isn't there a reason why we have the word context in our language? Mm-hmm. Because there is such a thing as context, and it's kind of important. Like the example I just gave about me and the Russian drop. If you take it out of context, that's what makes it funny. But I shouldn't be held accountable for it in that same sense. Well, what Mike did was different. You know, a drunken, angry, racially tinged burst of emotion is different than over-the-top humor when you can clearly hear someone's tone of voice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring on a character whose character trait, his bit, right, is that he is the offensive guy, that's different than if one of us just went on some really emotional, heartfelt rant
right.
and said those same things.
And you know what? To Mike's credit, and a lot of people don't want to give him credit in a time like this, but he admits his mistake. He says he's
yes.
ashamed and he's sorry and he realizes he screwed up.
He regrets that he put this whole ticket thing into jeopardy, something that
yeah.
a lot of us worked so long to build, all that sort of thing. He has been nothing but I think, classy and responsible in his apology of this. And a lot of people bring up this. You know, Mike issued an apology, and in it he said he apologized to his personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and everyone said, okay, I can't wait. The muser's going to jump on him for his force field. And this is why I'm not going to attack him for that, because I know him, and I know he means it.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's not using this as a force field. Mike has been a sincere guy throughout all of this, and never once has he really even tried to defend himself. So I think that for me to all of a sudden interpret that, oh, well, this is just a clear force field, this is a guy who throughout his entire apology has never tried to force field behind the scenes up here. He's never tried to lay the blame on someone else.
No. Yeah.
And I doubt very seriously that he would just use this as a force field when I've never seen a guy invite more punishment on himself for doing something wrong.
And he understands what he did, and he understands why he was let go. He would love to have his job still, but he understands. And he says, yeah, I agree with the decision. You know, I'd rather have my job, but I understand why they did this. He's putting the blame on his shoulders.
Right. So I feel horrible that he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
I hate this. It's an uncomfortable situation for the ticket. We got a lot of people around the country who know nothing about this station. But they see his, and I think a lot of, you know what I think added to a lot of this is that he's a former major league pitcher. He was somebody, if you go to his Twitter page.
Like got you with somebody like that.
Yes, and here's a superstar athlete. In other words, we already have a template for this in our brain, and it was John Rocker. And if you don't know Mike Bassett, you don't know the ticket, you don't know anything, you just look at that, and, oh, here's another former, here's an athlete sounding off. And it sounded like a John Rocker thing, too.
Mike would be the first to correct you. He was not a superstar athlete.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But in some sense, he got to that level. Yeah, yeah, right. You know, he got to that level.
He was in the major leagues, and to someone who's just cruising around online in another market, they don't know the ticket. They just see this story, and okay, well, here's a thing that they can get worked up about, because here's an archetype for him.
Mm-hmm.
Professional athlete, privileged,
opinionated,
sounding off about something. Oh, well, I've already run through this story before. I remember getting angry about the John Rock thing, and here I can go through this again. And so then they, you know, you fire off emails and you call and that sort of thing. You express your displeasure. And so then it takes on a life of its own outside of this marketplace.
Oh, I'm sure it's in other markets, what you hear they're talking about on the, you know, what they said on the ticket and stuff like that.
And the bad thing is this invites a lot of scrutiny on the ticket from people who will take a lot of stuff now out of context to what goes on at the ticket. And I'm inviting the P1s to try not to do that, to try not to go, well, George said this or Mike said this and everything, and you're doing the same thing that these people from out of market are doing. You're taking things out of context, not saying, okay, yeah, but you know, you've listened to the ticket. You know what the ticket is. You know, if you've ever tried to explain the ticket to your aunt from Des Moines,
you can't.
You know that you can't.
Yeah, the whole thing's unfortunate. Really feel bad about it.
And, you know, it's been a story around here, but you're talking about how it's taken in other markets. In San Antonio, where the Twitter post was directed, it's front page, newspaper, top story on their websites, leading their TV newscasts every night. It's huge down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, well, they were the direct targets of it, obviously. But also it's because of that just kind of casual knowledge of what's going on up here.
Yeah, I mean, you have, you know, a lot of people who are calling up management here and complaining. They mispronounce Bassick's name. They don't know exactly what he does. Think he said it on the air. And, you know, how do you allow this sort of broadcasting? It's getting a lot of things wrong because they're not fact-gathering. They're just, you know, they're shouting. You want to shout. You're mad about something. I understand why they're mad about it. They don't have all the details exactly right. So, and you know, we're hearing a lot of from the P1s and a lot of people saying, you know, why didn't the ticket address this? Why didn't, there's somebody said, why didn't you lead Muse in the news with it? Well, there's other real news we're trying to cover. But we do need to address it, I think, for the P1s because they're curious as to what the hell's going on.
It's always tough when we lose a member of this family, especially through circumstances like this. Losing Bassick was tough. The whole Grego deal was tough. When we lost Terry Parrish, it was tough. So whenever somebody works here, leaves to take another job or leaves under unfortunate circumstances, it's difficult for all of us.
What is he doing?
Just wanted to work the name in.
You and about three other people.
Three other day oneers remember all of those names. Jeez. Okay. Are we done with the subject? We don't dare take calls.
No way.
We're done. That's all we have
to say. So, yeah. Stay hard.
Well, thank you for addressing it. Yeah, I think we needed to talk about it. And, yeah, we'll miss you, Mike. Hang in there.